The first thing the investigators noticed about the burlap was how deliberate it was. Not tape, not plastic, not the kind of hasty concealment that homicide detectives usually find when someone panics after a killing. Burlap, cut in consistent dimensions, wrapped with the same fold pattern around four different women, found in four different locations along a stretch of Barrier Beach on Long Island's South Shore. Over the course of a single morning in December 2010, whoever put those women there had done it more than once. The wrapping told them that the bodies had been there for a while before anyone found them. The search began with a missing person call in October 2010, a woman named Shannon Gilbert, who had been working as an escort and had disappeared after a panicked phone call from a house in Oak Beach, Long Island. Police searched the barrier island called Jones Beach and began moving east along Ocean Parkway. On December 11, 2010, a Suffolk County police officer, searching the brush 30 yards off the highway, found human remains, then more. By the end of that search, four sets of remains had been recovered within a half-mile stretch. They became known as the Gilgo Four. Identifying them took time. The forensic process worked backward from what little remained. DNA profiles were constructed. Melissa Bartholomew, 24, from New York. Megan Waterman, 22, from South Portland, Maine. Amber Lynn Costello, 27, from Farmingdale, New York. Maureen Brainerd Barnes, 25, from Norwich, Connecticut. All four had advertised escort services on Craigslist. All four had disappeared between 2006 and 2010. All four had been wrapped in burlap. The investigation that followed would become, for more than a decade, one of the most visible unsolved serial murder cases in the United States. Additional remains were found along Ocean Parkway in subsequent searches, eventually totaling 10 identified or partial sets of human remains. Along with some unidentified fragments, the case developed a name, the Gilgo Beach Murders. It developed theories, media coverage, documentaries, and a significant public following. What it did not develop, for 13 years, was an arrest. The investigation suffered from a combination of factors that cold case researchers and criminal justice scholars have documented in detail. The initial response was handled by the Suffolk County Police Department, which would later face its own serious institutional problems, corruption investigations, command-level misconduct that complicated the case's continuity and credibility. Investigative leadership changed. Resources shifted. The burlap source was never publicly confirmed. What continued without interruption was the forensic evidence. DNA profiles were maintained. Cell tower records were preserved. The digital architecture of Craigslist communications from the mid-2000s existed, fragmentarily, in various archives. Investigators had a theory about the killer's profile. Likely male. Likely familiar with the area. Likely with access to a vehicle capable of transporting bodies. But nothing with evidentiary weight attached to a specific person. Rex Hoyerman had worked as an architect in Midtown Manhattan for decades. His firm, RH Consultants, occupied office space in the city and handled commercial construction projects. He commuted from a house in Massapequa Park, a Long Island suburb, approximately 40 miles west of where the Gilgo Four had been found. He had a wife and children. His neighbors described him as unremarkable. His professional reputation was adequate. He attended industry events. He was not, by any outward measure, a person who attracted investigative attention. The attention came anyway, eventually, through the accumulation of data points that digital forensics makes possible in ways that simply did not exist in 2006, when the first women disappeared. Cell tower records tied. Hiraman's phone to the locations near the Ocean Parkway, burial sites during the relevant time periods. Digital records linked accounts that had been in contact with the victims' Craigslist profiles to devices associated with Hiraman. Physical surveillance teams observed him in the present day and collected DNA from materials he discarded. Pizza crust is what the public record specifies. That DNA was matched against the DNA recovered from the burlap wrapping found on the Gilgo Four victims. Rex Hoyerman was arrested in Manhattan on July 13, 2023, more than 13 years after the bodies on Ocean Parkway were found. The charges were 3 counts of second-degree murder. Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, Amber Lynn Costello, a 4th count, for Maureen Brainerd Barnes, was added shortly after. He pleaded not guilty. He was held without bail. His wife filed for divorce within days of the arrest. Public reporting indicated she had not known. The house in Massapequa Park, which investigators searched with warrants, yielded what prosecutors described as a significant volume of evidence, the specifics of which have been disclosed only partially in court proceedings since the arrest. What happened in the years after the arrest is where the story deepens beyond the initial charges. Forensic work on DNA evidence from other Ocean Parkway victims, women whose remains had been found but who were not initially connected to Huerman's charges, began producing additional associations. The partial remains of a woman found near where the Gilgo 4 were recovered, known in case files as Jane Doe No. 6, yielded a DNA profile that prosecutors in Suffolk County brought additional charges around. In 2024, Huerman was charged with her murder. Her identity had not been publicly confirmed as of the most recent court proceedings. The burlap remained one of the case's central forensic questions. Huerman's DNA was identified on burlap wrapping associated with the victims. The provenance of the burlap, where it was obtained, how it was acquired, whether it could be traced to a specific source, was a question that investigators and prosecutors were still working through in court filings. As recently as early 2026, defense attorneys for Huerman have challenged aspects of the DNA evidence's chain of custody, raising questions that will require resolution at trial. No trial date had been finalized as of this reporting. The case exists, at its core, as a series of intersecting questions about evidence and time. The women whose remains were found on Ocean Parkway disappeared between the late 1990s and 2010. The forensic profiles that would eventually lead to a suspect were built over years, maintained through multiple investigative leadership changes, and ultimately relied on 2 categories of evidence that would not have been available to investigators at the time the crimes were committed, the kind of digital records that did not exist or were not preserved in the late 1990s, and the kind of forensic DNA techniques that have expanded in sensitivity and reference database coverage in the decades since the Gilgo 4 were found. What the evidence cannot yet fully answer, what the ongoing court proceedings are, in effect, working to establish, is the complete scope of what happened along Ocean Parkway. Huerman is charged with the murders of 4 confirmed victims and 1 as yet unidentified woman. There are additional remains associated with the Ocean Parkway corridor that have not been charged to any individual. The investigation into those remains is, by public prosecutor statements, continuing. The trap that the investigation ultimately located was not the kind that leaves obvious forensic signatures. Huerman did not leave DNA through careless contact at a crime scene. He left it through the physical wrapping of victims, an act that required sustained physical contact with the burlap, transferred biological material, and preserved that material in conditions that allowed it to survive for years. The wrapping was careful. The DNA was careless, or rather, it was simply unavoidable, because the act of wrapping a person in fabric requires the kind of physical proximity that no amount of planning fully anticipates. The burlap is what the evidence keeps returning to. It is a detail that does not fit the surrounding world. It is not a local material, not something that washes up on barrier islands or sits in suburban garages for ordinary reasons. It is a purposeful choice, made, apparently, more than once, in a consistent manner. And the documentation of that consistency across 4 victims is what allowed investigators to understand they were looking for one person rather than multiple separate incidents. The DNA on the burlap did not solve the case alone. It solved it in combination with cell records, digital forensics, physical surveillance, and the forensic patience of investigators who maintained evidence profiles across 13 years and multiple leadership transitions. What the DNA provided was the connection between a specific biological source and a specific object found on a specific victim. It answered the question of who had touched the burlap. It left intact for the courts to determine the question of what that contact means and how certainly it establishes everything the prosecution intends to prove. Heuermann's trial, when it proceeds, will be one of the more forensically complex proceedings in recent New York State criminal history. The evidence is extensive, technically sophisticated, and spread across a time period that spans nearly three decades of the victim's lives and his alleged actions. The defense's challenge will be to find the gaps in chains of custody and the limits of what DNA contact actually proves. The prosecution's task is to close those gaps with the totality of what was collected, what the record documents already, regardless of what trial proceedings determine, is the 13-year span between the discovery of the Gilgo 4 and the arrest of a suspect. During those 13 years, additional remains were found, additional victims were identified, additional DNA profiles were built and maintained. The families of the women who were found on Ocean Parkway lived in that span. The burlap wrapped four women in the same way. The DNA placed one person in contact with that wrapping. The court will determine what follows from that. The 13 years it took to reach that determination is a fact the record has already fixed. Whether the evidence as a whole tells the complete story of what happened along Ocean Parkway, whether the charges filed represent the full scope of the case, is the question that the investigation has not yet answered and that the prosecutors have explicitly stated they are still working to address. The burlap keeps finding bodies. That is the one thing that has been consistent since December of 2010. The question of when it stops is still open. The families of the Gilgo 4 gave public statements at multiple points across the 13 years between discovery and arrest. They described what the waiting did. They described watching other cases resolve, watching other families receive verdicts, while the Ocean Parkway case moved through leadership changes and institutional complications without producing a name. What they could not know during those years, what no investigation working in real time can know, is which piece of evidence will eventually be the one that closes the distance. They knew the burlap meant something. They knew the consistency of the wrapping meant something. They waited for someone to connect it to a person. The person who was eventually connected to it had been commuting to Manhattan, 40 miles away, for years. He had been present in an ordinary professional world the entire time. The cell records would later show that his phone had been in the area of the burial sites on specific dates. The digital forensics would later show the account connections to the victim's communications. The pizza crust, a piece of discarded material from a regular lunch, would later provide the biological sample that matched the burlap. The case built itself from the accumulation of things he did not think anyone was collecting.